Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's, we're in February already. I'm here in New England, and it's below freezing tonight. It's been quite a couple of weeks here. We had a blizzard, and now we've had another foot of snow on top of that in our area, and other areas has been more than a foot, so we're kind of blessed. Just trying to make it through the next few weeks until we can see springtime, and my favorite time of year with everything coming back alive. Before I start taking callers today, I'd like to make a couple announcements. I am going to be doing a live event this month on February 11th, that's a Wednesday, here in Connecticut at the Spiritual Guidance and Wellness Center. It's located at 230 Mountain Road in Suffield, Connecticut, and the Wellness Center is located in the lower level. We'll be holding open gallery-style reading from 7 to 9. It'll be myself and Donna Livingston, the owner of the center. We are both intuitive psychic mediums, and we like to periodically hold open gallery readings and ask the public to come, and we make sure everyone gets messages from Spirit during the time allotted. We ask for an offering of $25 per person, and I really, if you're in the area and would like to connect with messages and meet me in person, I'd love to see you there. It's a wonderful location and great energy in the center, so I'd be honored to see you there. And also, I'd like to announce that I'm running a special this weekend. It's only for 3 days. It's for Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this week. I'm going to be snowbound at home and have some openings on my calendar. And Spirit moved me to make available offerings for everyone. I believe that everyone that would like to have a reading should be able to connect with Spirit messages. And I try to make it as affordable for everyone as possible. So for the next 3 days only, I'll be offering all my readings on the website as a buy one, get one free special. You have the reading now or an email reading. I'm offering all my readings. And you have another one to use within 6 months' time, either for yourself or for a friend or family member if you'd like to share the ability to have a reading with someone else. So that'll only be for the next 3 days, and you can find out information about that at my website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com. I periodically do these kind of offerings because I know in this time, in this day and age, it can be difficult to have expendable income where you feel that you can treat yourself to a reading. So I like to make sure that it's affordable and that everyone's able to have it. So if you're interested, please check me out, DonnaMarieCrawford.com. And today I'm going to start with a caller from area code 904. Now, before I do that, I'm getting ahead of myself. I always like to start off all readings to let everyone know that I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death type prediction. I believe by working in the light, there is no darkness, and that's how I ask Spirit to work with us and send messages through me to you. With that being said, again, I'm going to start with area code 904, and the last two numbers of your phone are 40. Hi, and who's calling?
My name is Patty.
Patty, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Well, it's always my honor to share messages.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate the being in the light with you.
Thank you.
My question is, I'm going for an interview next week for a job, and there's actually two positions I'm interested in. I prefer one over the other, first choice, second choice. And I just want to see if you see something coming out of that, and if so, would it begin soon?
Okay. Well, I definitely feel positive energy around it, and I have to say that your first choice, when you said first choice, second choice, I just felt such positive light around that first choice. It seems to me that the way Spirit's sending the messages is it's the perfect situation for you. It's also going to allow you to expand your skills and abilities and bring an offering to the company that, frankly, they really need at this time. You have a lot of innovative ideas, and it's as if you're going to be able to be a pioneer and start new systems, new things that are going to really help the overall operation of the company. So I definitely feel that the interview process is going to drag on a little bit for you. I feel like they're going to ask you for another one after the one next week. But I feel it's only formality, the one that will come after that it'll pretty much be giving you the offer. The third one more than as as another interview, but I do feel that it's a very positive energy around this, and I feel that you really are the top candidate at this time.
Oh, wonderful! Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, and you know, going in there with that positive focus and attitude and intention, and you know, letting them understand that, you know, it's really going to be a win-win, because you'll benefit, but they'll benefit a lot as well for what you're bringing to the company.
Yeah, and I have a lot of experience.
That's what I'm getting. It's like you're going to come in with things that are going to get, new procedures or new, pioneering was the word Spirit sent, as if you're going to be bringing new things to them that'll really help them to, be more, efficient, that's the word, thank you, more efficient and streamline things. So you're definitely, make sure to present all that, and don't downplay your skills, because oftentimes we'll do that and not really sell ourselves. And
yeah.
I think that they'll be looking for that kind of confidence, definitely,
yeah.
You know.
Same kind of marketing that I've done, but it's a different angle. It involves traveling and going to different shows, and instead of being in the local area and doing it here. So I'm unfamiliar with that, but I'm familiar with the process.
Right, and that's where I think that Spirit was sending that message, where it's going to expand your skills as well and give you more to offer others even from here, further on down the road. All right,
yeah.
Well, good luck. Let me know how you make out. I'd love to hear.
Oh, thank you so much, John. I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Yeah.
Okay, my next caller is calling in on Skype, so let me unmute the line. Hi, my name is Donna. Oh, wait a minute, it's not unmuting me. All right, there we go. The switchboard jumps around on me. Hi, thanks for calling in today.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling
Hello.
In today. What's your first name?
Hi, I'm Erica.
Hi, Erica. Thanks for taking the time to call in tonight.
Thanks for having me. I have a question about school. I'm going to be in the I'm going to transfer to the university late March, and I kind of have to figure out where I'm going to live. And I have 8 buildings to choose from for dorm, and I don't know which one's like the best for me. Would you like me to like read you the name?
Well, when you said you had 8, I have to tell you, Erica, I heard 3 immediately. So I think it could be the third one on the list that you have. You have a list right in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. I would tell you, I just share with you what I receive. Immediately, Spirit said number 3. I feel that it's going to be a situation where once you get in there, you'll get more of a feel for where you exactly want to be, but I feel that this is going to be a great place to start for you. I feel that with all the different choices, it can be very mind-boggling. But I do feel that you need more of a... you need to be with others that are in the same program, the same course that you're in. I don't know why I'm stumbling here, because Spirit's kind of trying to get through a few things here for you. To be with others that are in the same, the same program, but also to know that no matter which setting you're in, you're going to be able to make yourself comfortable and explore further. Because I feel as if where you're at this time, this year, you're going to want to switch to something different next year. But I feel that I got number 3, so I'd have to say the third one on the list is the one Spirit is guiding you towards at this time for your best and highest good.
Okay, because the third one is Dryden, and then I was kind of looking into the fourth one, which is Anderson.
Okay. I'm definitely strongly feeling the third one to start with, but possibly that fourth one would be where you would go to for the next year.
Oh.
If that makes sense. Because I feel as if what you're going to do is get in there, Erica, and really get a feel for the place. But the third one on the list is the best place to start to be able to, settle in and get comfortable and do the exploration as to where you'll want to, move on to. Because I don't feel that you'll stay there for another year, but I feel that for this time that it would work out perfectly for you to be able to settle in and kind of scope out the rest of the place. Then if you're, I'd love to be to know if it's the fourth place that you end up in after that, because that's where I feel, Spirit was giving you're going to start in one place and you're going to end up in another one for the following.
So even
it's going to take you, getting more familiar to be able to know for sure.
Yeah, because even if I start at the third, I would end up like at a different one. But why not start at the fourth and then just stay there?
Absolutely follow your intuition at that exact moment if that's what you're feeling once you explore the between the two of them. But I just, what I have to share what I receive, and what I received was the third one when you asked which was the best one to go into this year.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Spirit added on to that you would go to a different one in the, after that. But this one is, the one that I was given to share with you is the one that would be the best place to settle at this time, just going in.
Oh, okay.
And I feel there'll be more in your program in that dorm that will help you, get assimilated to the campus and everything, and the program you're entering.
Thank you so much
for joining me, and good luck. I commend you on starting a new adventure.
Thanks. Thank you for your time.
Blessing.
Bye.
Thank you. Blessings.
Bye.
Okay. My next caller is from area code 337, and the last two numbers are 88.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining me today.
I am calling about my love life. I would love to see if you maybe see a long-term relationship coming my way.
Okay. Oh. All right. I definitely feel as if there's some activity in the romance area of your energy, but I feel as if it's more of, I want to say it's more like a dating thing than a long-term commitment. It's as if you're needing to get back into practice. I'm sorry, what was your first name?
My name is Candace.
Candace, it's as if, you know, it's been, I think it's been a little bit of a while since you've been able to be on the receiving end of kindness and giving and from another. I feel that you're one that usually gives it out and don't always receive it. So it's as if the way Spirit's saying this is there's going to be opportunities for some dating, but it's going to be kind of a situation where it's, you know, whining and dining and becoming comfortable and enjoying that. And as you go through that process with a couple of souls, you will be more able to focus and be accepting of positive in your life. And then will come the more serious relationships along the road. So I definitely feel, you know, by summertime, mid-year, you're going to have a couple of people that you'll be, I don't know, I guess you could say dating or allowing them to treat you well, which is, you know, something that's long overdue is the way Spirit's giving this to me, because you're such a giving, loving, you're always on the giving end.
I've been divorced for 4 years. And so, you know, I'm trying my best not to give up on it. You know, and it's kind of hard, you know, and, you know,
I think that's where the out of practice has come in, where it's that's the way Spirit sent it, is kind of out of practice, allowing others to be good to you. And really, you know, we all can say out loud that we feel deserving, but to really truly believe it within ourselves is really critical in order to draw to us the energies and the love and the support that we're desiring. You know, that saying you have to love yourself first before others. That's kind of the way we interpret.
That's why, in a way, I can myself, because I was like, I was giving myself love, you know. You know, I haven't had that luck. You know, and that's okay. You know, I mean, I've been all right for a while.
Well, what I
want to
say when you say that, what I want to say from Spirit is it's not that you haven't had the luck. It's just that you've needed the time to really replenish yourself and regain the knowing that, you know, you are such a giving soul that you can attract another giving soul to you that is, you know, it's going to be a two-way street with that. But to be comfortable with others treating you well, you know, and accepting compliments and believing that they really sincerely mean them and not wonder, you know, or downplay them or counter them with, you know, oh, you look beautiful today. It's like, oh, it's an old dress I have on, or, you know, that kind of a thing is the way Spirit's saying in regards to the practice of allowing others to treat you well, to treat you to dinner and not, you know, you feel like you have to contribute or, you know, these kind of things just to get you more comfortable and to really keep your focus on what it is that you are desiring is often what comes through from Spirit, and it is for you in this situation. Focus on what it is that we really do want and try to release what it is we don't, because Spirit doesn't always...
I actually wrote a list down on what I wanted and what I don't want. You know, I made a focus thing, and that's what I definitely been doing and stuff like that. You know, and so who is this lucky person? If you don't mind me asking, who is this lucky person that's actually coming my way?
Well, I feel as if there's going to be some dating first, and then you're going to move into a more serious situation. But I feel almost the way Spirit's saying this is someone's going to introduce you to another soul that's really compatible with your energy and with what you're looking for. So don't shy away from others trying to help you to meet others. Oftentimes we don't want to, you know, we don't want to do that, you know, let somebody set us up. But I just feel that for you to have the opportunity to meet others is very limited. And by allowing others to kind of screen other, you know, potential partners with your best interest in mind. Do you have a girlfriend who's really invested in you finding someone and being happy? I got this. There's like
you know
a key
what?
Person
I'm a
in
musician,
your...
and so I'm a musician, and I'm not staying around mostly. I guess I'm a person, I don't have too many female friends because a lot of them, they're too busy with their life. So,
right.
You know, and, you know, they're the ones I do have, you know, I mean, like I said, they're a little bit too busy in their life, whatever. You know, and I definitely don't mind getting hooked up. I've had that experience, and, you know, I guess, you know, I mean, you know, I guess now because of the things that happened to me in my past, it's like, you know what, I just, if somebody's out there, you know, I mean, even if it's a soulmate, I don't even really, I'm not too really big, keen on, oh, you know, this person is the one, because I don't, there's so many people out in this world, but, you know, just somebody that's going to really treat me right. And going to
Right, and by really keeping that focus, yeah, and keeping that focus on that list really helps spirit to align you with souls that, you know, and when you feel that attraction, when you feel that desire to, you know, to be connected with someone, if you know that's in your, you know, that comes into your life, act on those feelings, those thoughts. Those are messages from spirit that we all receive, that we're meant to have experiences with that soul. But I definitely feel, like I say, by midsummer, I feel that you're going to be, you know, beginning of summer, you're going to be really more active in dating others. And then by midsummer and end of summer, you'll find someone that you really want to focus your energy and your attention on it. And he'll want to focus on yours just as much as you on him. So when you have that click, but I do feel it's going to be, somebody that you are introduced to. So make sure to stay open for that and you know, be in tune with that. Okay. But definitely spirit's encouraging you to stay focused on what it is you do want and trying to release what it is you don't want, because we really do align with the energies that we focus on the most. That's what spirit hears, sees, feels, knows. Mm-hmm. It's not so much, I don't want this, and you think about that all the time. Well, spirit sees that you're focused on that, and that's what it's aligning you with. It's an energetic thing. So really stay focused on that part of the list of the things that you do want in order to allow spirit to give these opportunities for you to meet other souls. Because as you say, you know, so many people say, well, have I met my soulmate and he's gone by? And it's really an energetic thing where, you know, there have been people in your life that you would have clicked with and had a wonderful, you know, experience with. But there's going to be more, because opportunities keep coming to us that are in alignment with what we're focused on. So, keep up the positive intentions. And you know, during the summer, I feel it's going to be a lot of ability to get out and have fun, get comfortable with others treating you well, and then you'll be ready for that one to come along that... Once he treats you well, you're just going to be comfortable. All right. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. And I honestly really feel positive around this summer for you. So get as active as you can and every opportunity you can to go out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings. Okay. My next caller is from area code 443. And the last two numbers of your phone are 76. Hi, what's your name? Thanks for calling in today.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi there. I am working hard towards my goals, to start living the life I want. A lot of things have been happening for me in the last couple of years. So now my focus is on finances and getting that straight. I really want to downsize my car, but I do have negative equity in it right now. So do you see me being successful somehow in getting a car that I can afford?
Well, you know, I definitely feel the way Spirit's given this to me is it's like you've really taken inspired action and really gotten organized and are checking off the list. I feel like I want to check off a list for you. Anna, mm-hmm. like, you know, you're doing everything right down to the T to get everything, your ducks in a row is the way it's coming through. I definitely mm-hmm. feel that there are programs available to you, so do some more research or, you know, actual talking with someone. I do feel that you're going to be able to find a way to downsize that in this area as well. And, yeah, I understand, you know, I feel it's like caution with the negative because you don't want to take on more than you can chew. You're trying mm-hmm. to, you know, keep it into the small mouthfuls. But I definitely feel that there's someone, I feel like there's a soul that's going to really point you in the right direction. Thank you. That's the way it needs to be said. Point you in the right direction as to finding a way to be able to do this with refinancing and yeah, it's going to take you about 3 months to find and get things in order to be able to move forward to finding the actual vehicle. So I would say probably 3 months more time until you get this worked out, but explore every avenue because there is a way for you to do this.
Okay, yeah, I'm starting to get discouraged. It's the one thing I feel like it's hanging over my head. And someone recently told me, another reader was like that, an ex-boyfriend's negative energy was, you know, related to just the car breaking down recently and stuff. So I've tried to do some clearing. And
I really feel that you're going to be able to, you know, because it's a situation at this time that it's like it's the next step. And you're going to find a way because, you know, you have such perseverance, Anna, and such drive that when you, you know, when you set on something, you find a way to do it. And that's so admirable. You don't give up. So mm-hmm. trust and know that that's why Spirit is giving you this encouragement, this, you know, opportunity to even to be validated that not to give up, even though you're feeling, you know, defeated, because that's what I'm hearing. She's feeling pretty defeated in this one respect. But I want you to look back. They're asking me to have you look back at all you've already accomplished that you didn't think you were going to be able to, and to know that this is definitely just the next step because, you know, there's more to come. And then it's as if, you know, you are lightening your energy. You are feeling more positive and peaceful and joyful in so many other areas that by allowing that to be an example, thank you, of what you can do in this, you've got it. You've definitely got it. And like I said, there's somebody, you know, don't be afraid to even walk into a car dealership and explain your situation. And, you know, if you're drawn to somewhere specific that you've been going by and wondered about, or, you know, that's kind of Spirit giving you the message to, you know, check it out and find out. There's so many things that we're, you know, us as regular people aren't aware of, all these loans and programs and, you know, different things that are out there. So definitely trust and know that there's going to be a soul that's going to help guide you and point you in the right direction.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Blessings always. And I wish you speed in your journey here.
Thank you. I need that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, one more caller real quick. I'm sorry, I'm running out of time here. Area code is 601, and the last two numbers are 91. Thank you so much for calling in today. What's your first name?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sarah. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm down to the last minute and a half, so I'll do the best I can for you.
There's someone I'm interested in. Love relationship. They're older than me. I just want to know, is there a mutual attraction there? What do you see around our relationship?
Well, I definitely feel mutual attraction. There's no doubt about that. And by making yourself available to expand on the connection that you already have is really going to continue on the journey towards romance. I definitely feel romance is on the path, and it's coming soon. And it's just a matter of, you know, who's going to be the first one to really say something first. But I think it's a very positive connection in that you complement each other.
Great. Okay. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings always.
Glad I called in. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, well, I'm down to the last few seconds here. So, again, I just want to remind everyone, if you'd like any more information about me or the services I offer, my website is DonnaMarieCrawford.com. I'm trying to be here every Thursday unless I'm ill. I've had a couple of bouts of illness. But I look forward to seeing you next week, God willing. Blessings always. Have a lovely week, and thank you again for joining me.